supply chain.
We're supposed to build a tower that can hold this bucket out of at the most 30 noodles, 50 meters of tape, and that's about it. Oh, we've made stickiometers and the adhesive class, and we've measured stickiness of different sticky foods like toothpaste and peanut butter.
And cheese whiz.
That's 12-year-old Casey Hicks from Chicago. She's one of nearly 100 participating in the Girls' Adventures in Math, Engineering, and Science, or GAMES Camp. Here, they not only learn how to build dry spaghetti towers and stickiometers, but also how to build bridges and molecular modeling. Program director Amy Rickman says it's all about making learning fun for girls.
Girls are really able and interested in science and math, and sometimes what we see is that interest is subsided by their feelings of wanting to look cool or wanting to fit in with their friends. There comes a time when girls feel maybe that being able in math and science and interested in some areas just isn't cool and won't be perceived as that by their friends. And an environment like this lets them see that other girls are also able and interested in the same areas that they are, and gives them a space to ask questions and be curious for the week about, you know, math and science, and have that be seen as just as fascinating and wonderful as it is.
The idea that girls feel more comfortable showing their smarts among other girls isn't a new one, but does it hold weight at the GAMES camp? Hands were certainly shooting up in all of the classes, and 13-year-olds Kelsey Hennessy and Elisa Amigo from Palos Heights say it's a nice change to learn in an all-girl environment.
It's cool.
I like it.
Yeah, I guess it's okay. Is there less pressure?
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Really, like, I think when you're around like all girls, you can like express yourself more and everything. So.
Yeah, you don't have to act like you're in like a cool group or anything, so it's pretty cool.
Students pay a fee to attend the week-long resident camp, but part of the cost is taken up by corporate sponsors such as Abbott Laboratories, Lucent Technologies, and Ford Motor Company. Lynn Gao with Motorola in Arlington Heights says companies definitely see the benefit of promoting science learning in girls.
Even today, I think there's still a conception that, you know, engineering and computer science are for boys, they're not for girls. And even if you look at those computer games that's in the market, they're more toward boys, not for girls. So I think programs like this will really encourage girls to go into engineering when they grow up. And especially, I grew up in China. I actually went to school in China. When I was at this age, there's nothing like this. It's just, you know, lectures and classes. There's no, you know, on projects like this.
Studies show activities like those at the GAMES camp have a lasting effect. The girls will take the knowledge and confidence gained here and apply it in the regular classroom. And they say they enjoy learning about math and science, even with the start of a new school year looming just a couple weeks away.
I don't know, it's just cool.
I'm Allie Kaywall.